Hello.
Hey, is this Lacey?
This is.
Hey, Lacey, how are you? This is Zach. You had filled out a web form on my website about your property on Maplewood Road.
Yep, I sure did.
How's your day going?
It's going all right. How about
Okay.
yours?
It's a great day. It's, 80 degrees outside, so I really can't complain. I definitely enjoy the warm weather, so
Right.
tell me a little bit about your property and why you filled out a form.
Well, I mean, mainly just to try to get an idea. That's all. Of what I'm looking at. I mean, I thought about dealing with the realtor and all that, but I mean, just the interior. We fixed up some of the interior of the house, but it's not like, I guess, what some would do. So I guess if somebody, I feel like people these days that are looking for homes, they don't see, I guess, the beauty and beneath the dirt, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
So I bought a really old house back in 2018 and I loved it, but then we got pregnant. I got pregnant with two kids and we did some stuff to the inside and of course some of the major repairs like for septic and all that because we didn't have a choice. And
Sure.
then we had two kids and everything stopped. And at this point, I can't keep up. It's an older house.
Yeah, I know
So.
exactly where this house is at. I used to work in Jetersville, make the commute from Richmond to Jetersville.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know exactly where the place is at. Did this one have four bedrooms or three bedrooms?
It has four. Four bedrooms, two full baths. So the bath downstairs, there was a shower. And then the upstairs has an actual bathtub and shower.
Okay. Cool. So you're living in it now, yeah? Do you have your other place that you can go to, or?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm working on that at the current time. So I just kind of put my feelers out.
Okay, so you do have another place that you can go to. Gotcha. Well, that makes it a little bit better for you.
Well, I mean, yes and no. So, I mean, I'm trying to assume someone's mortgage
You're
and
trying
in the
to
process of that.
someone's mortgage? Are you okay? So do you, you sounds like you do real estate.
So, yeah, I'm working on that now. It's but the lady that I'm doing it, getting it from, and the house and the property, it's in Cumberland, and it's a one-story brick rancher, so. It's a lot more feasible for me and the kids and my husband.
Sure,
Easier to maintain, that sort of thing.
absolutely. Okay.
And it comes with a lot more land. So, anyways, of course, I mean, we're still working on that process. It could be a few months before that happens, but, before everything's finalized.
Sure. So tell me what are you looking to, you got your place where you can go. I mean, it sounds like you have some, a pretty solid plan.
Yeah, I mean, and the house is not terrible, but it needs, it needs fascia boards, it needs gutters, the back deck needs to be replaced. There's two windows in the house that the panes need to be placed in. They're not, so one of the windows has a hole in it from a rock from the lawnmower, and then the other one is cracked. A pane is cracked, or two, I'm sorry, two other windows, the panes are cracked. And then the side door needs to be replaced because my kids are cray cray, and it's, those. The doors with like the 12 panel glass pieces in it, and he broke two of the glasses. And I was like, I'm not going to replace it because I still have a 2-year-old that throws crazy temper tantrums, and I'm not going to spend $1,200 on a damn door, on a
Sure.
door that I want, and then him break it again.
Sure. I hear you. Makes sense.
That's where we're at with that. It does not have central heat and air, so a lot of people might not like that. It does. I do have those energy efficient window units that do heat and air on the two main floors of the house.
Okay. It's definitely something that I, would definitely like to, go forward with if we can make sense of it.
Yeah.
that just depends on kind of where you're at and what you're looking to get for.
Are you talking about what I'm looking to get? Well, I mean, if I could get, you know, over two would be fantastic, but I don't really know what you're looking for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you get over two, I would say take it.
Okay.
If you could get 200, I would say take it. I wouldn't, you know, just, you know, with the amount of work that it needs to be done, it just wouldn't make sense. You know, and I'd rather, you know, I'd rather not have a, rather not insult you with, you know, I wouldn't even really be comfortable explaining what I would pay for it, because I'm really not trying to insult, you know, anyone.
You're not going to insult me by no means.
Yeah.
But I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because you are out to make money. So you'd buy it, you would go in, you'd spend, you know, whatever is needed, but of course minimal to make it look good, and then try to resell it.
Yeah. And I mean, you pretty much have it on par, but minimal is not really in my vocabulary when it comes to houses. It always starts with minimal, and then it's like, well, we'll do this, that, and the other. So, you know, we take it from A to you know, A plus, you know, 100%. So it,
right.
We do, you know, when we do the renovations, it's not just your shaker cats at, you know, Home Depot. It's
right.
You know, custom, like, you know. So it is expensive, you know, our, you know, flips are more expensive. And I mean, you know, that's just, you know, we could do a less of a product, but that's not really our brand that we like to put out. So, you know, I don't know, maybe someone would pay you $200 for it. I don't know. I mean, the MLS is definitely not going to help you out on that, just with what you told me. I mean,
okay.
There is a scenario where I'd buy it, you know, at 200 if you would be willing to be flexible on terms, but it seems like you just want to get the cash out.
What do you mean on terms?
Well, let me ask you this. And, you know, you've owned it for what?
Six years. It'll be 6 years this June.
Yeah, so I imagine you still have a good chunk of mortgage left.
Mm-hmm.
What did you buy? You probably bought it for 6 years.
110, but I also put, you know, yeah, a percentage down. I bought it for like 120 something.
Okay.
What I mortgaged was 110.
Yeah, and I mean that's really where. I mean, let me ask you this: what do you truly think it's worth if it was fixed up?
If I was to buy it again.
No, just looking at it from a real aspect and saying, you know, if this was fixed up and perfect, what do you think it would be worth?
If it was fixed up and perfect, I feel like you could get about 300 or more.
Mm.
Just because of the surrounding things. I mean, there's a house at market that's got, you know, that's got like not like 0.92 acres, which is not far off of what this has. And it's less square footage, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. I think I just went on the market for like 354, so yeah. That's down the street from the house. So that's why I'm like, well, I mean, if it's the same vicinity and the same scenario.
Sure.
But, of course, for somebody who wants to buy an older home, it's got to take a special somebody.
Yeah. It's 1932, 1 acre. Amelia Courthouse. What is it, about 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It's 3 miles from Goodman Truck and Tractor. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like I see a 2022, like brand new house build, but, you know, I would think that Let me just see. We're on a different scenario here.
Okay.
I mean, how much work in a dollar figure would you, what do you think Pulse needs?
I'm sorry, what?
If you were to say, you know, I'm asking you to put a dollar figure on the amount of repairs that's needed.
Well, it depends on all on what you want to do. I mean, I would suggest, you know, gutters, fascia boards, windows.
Sure.
That's probably going to be 50.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right at it, somewhere around that, because I had Anderson. I was going to put windows in myself, and I had Anderson come out, and they quoted me, like, close to 40 grand. I was like, are y'all kidding me? But the house has, like, 26 windows.
Yeah.
So, and I was also doing the basement windows. If I was going to do them all, I was, you know, if I was going to do all the main windows, I was just going to get up to do them all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you don't really have to do the basement windows, but.
I mean, we're not too far off, but I definitely couldn't do 200. And, I mean, I could do a flexible close.
Okay, so what would you... I'm not sure. I don't even, I've never heard of a flexible close. So that's completely out of my realm.
Oh, I mean, if you need a flexible close, meaning you got to, it sounds like you have some other variables. If,
right.
Say we agreed on something, you have to, you have a few other things that you need to basically, you know, lock in before you can do something. Am I
gotcha.
Saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So,
well, I mean, what would you give me if you don't mind me asking? And you're, like I said, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
Sure.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, I think that it's a safe scenario to, does this one have a garage? I can't remember.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. It's
and
detached.
It has a bathroom and a garage, a toilet and a sink.
Detached garage, right? Or no?
Detached garage, yes, and it's on a separate electrical system as well. So you get different bills, unfortunately.
Right.
So I come to find out years ago they rented that out to somebody as a like an antique shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, really? I was like, yeah, that's why it was on the system. That's why they set it up that way.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. Because I've never seen, I mean, you don't see many garages with a toilet in it unless it was newly built. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I kind of thought that was kind of neat.
Okay. I mean, Lacey, you're really nice to talk to. You have a good tonality.
Yeah, I think Heather wanted me to reach out to you a long time ago when I first got this house. We started doing the renovations on it.
Uh huh.
Because I think I recall your name. I don't know. You know Heather Knuckles? She works for Fine Creek Realty.
Sounds familiar, but.
Nathan Knuckles is her husband.
Oh, okay.
Works for Flippin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, she was like, you need to get with him. Y'all are doing really good. Well, 9 months we gung ho, like we ripped the carpet out in the den, put wood floors in, well not wood floors, but like the floating laminate floors.
Yeah.
And then we repainted because the inside of that house, dude, they had the crown molding and stuff. Like, because the older homes have those really big, nice crown molding, you know? And
yeah.
It was beautiful, but they had painted it this ugly fucking blue. So we painted over and it's white, you know, to make it look crisp. Anyway, and as she was looking through all the photos, and she was like, if y'all want to do this, and I'm like, next thing you know, literally, like, 8 months later, I was pregnant. And then I wasn't pregnant for 9 months, and then I was pregnant again. And I'm like, God damn it. I can't win for it.
Everybody's got hobbies, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I didn't expect to pop out a whole bunch of kids in the mix of it, but, you know, it happens. So
right.
When that happened, I couldn't do any more renovations. And
sure.
Then I don't like Amelia County schools, so we paid for our kids to go to Kingston Forest.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I am not okay with Amelia County schools. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Everyone,
I'm
yeah.
Trying to figure out what I can do. You know what I mean?
Well, I'd really like to be, like, on the if I was going to do something like this, just because of the location and. I'd really like to be safe on like the 135 side, and I completely get it. I'm not even comfortable really disclosing that, but you know,
right.
we're being honest. We're two people having a
normal conversation,
and I'm trying to, you know, do my best to see if I can help you. And I know you have goals, and you know, I totally get it. You know, it's not 200, but it's, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
But I know that I would feel comfortable with that. And, you know, far away, you know, and getting it up to speed, you know, that's not the issue, but getting it up to speed and, you know, not knowing what you can run into when you dig deep, and then putting, you know, the brand name that we like to, you know, materialize the house with. Just, it's not your cheapest, it's not your cheapest material.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I at least appreciate you telling me that. At least it knows, it lets me know something anyway. I'm not saying I couldn't do this.
Yeah.
Couldn't work, but I might try some other options first just to see if I can get more.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to buy it for 135 and that's what I can get, then, and I need to get out from underneath of it, then I'll do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To move on to the next chapter of my life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we can be flexible in the close with you. You know, however, you know, 60 days, 90 days, whatever you need. And, you know, also, you said that you had some other things, you know, we can help you, you know, align those things up as well. Just.
Are you talking about a SIM and the other one?
Yeah. I mean, we have the documentation, you know, that's an easy, you know, if they're on board with it and you just kind of need to, you know, get the ball rolling in the right direction. That's a very easy process.
Yeah, well, so this one's a whole different ball game because it's an older lady. She's a sweetheart. She's not real old, but she's a sweetheart. And she has a VA loan. So in order to assume a VA loan, we have to be put on her loan as a, something of interest.
I think
not really a person of interest, but it's called something else. Anyways. But she has to initiate that.
Let me ask you this. Have you talked with the bank?
Yeah, we called. So her VA loan is through Rocket Mortgage.
So there's a easier way to do this without having the bank involved.
Is there?
We do these all the time.
You do what?
We do loan takeovers all the time.
Okay. Well, and I'm not trying to do it under my name. I'm trying to just do it under my husband's name right now.
Well, here's the best thing is she's an older lady, right? Does she care if the loan's in her name?
I think she's trying to get it off of her name because she wants to build a house on a retirement community somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm trying to sell my house to see where I could get out of it. Because she wants me to just pretty much assume her loan so I could get her interest rate. You know, she owes $230 on the house, but she still wants an extra $60,000 on top of that I have to give her out of my pocket. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So that's why I was trying to figure out what I could sell the house for to see how much I would get out of that to give to her. You know what I mean? Because she needs a deposit to put down, or she wants a certain amount of money to put down to start building a house.
Sure.
So that's where I'm at with all this.
Okay. Yeah. If she needs, you know, if she needs the loan out of her name, then that's a different story. I was gonna suggest doing like a sub 2.
A sub 2. Well, I mean, we could talk to her about that because we also talked to her. She's having a hard time selling a property she just built that's right behind this property because people don't like the idea of an easement.
Yeah.
But anyway. And her realtor is trying to get herself both properties, this property that she has. So we have horses too, and we pay board for our horses. That's the reason I was like fate, dude. I met this lady. I was going to pick up gates because they were going to put a gate, a fencing and stuff in the front yard and a gate. And she was just giving the gates away for free. And she was like, well, if somebody could just assume my loan, I'd be fine with it. This with the original property. It's 5.5 acres in Cumberland. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. It's 1,600 square feet. It has everything we need. And I'm like, God, if I could eliminate the paying board, that would be freaking fantastic. You know what I mean? I could have them right there at home. I ain't got to deal with any crazy crap. So that was the whole idea of this. And that's where it all came. And I was, at first, when I told her, I said, well, would you be interested possibly in leasing to own the property? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she thought about it and was like, I'm not saying I wouldn't, and I really like you guys, and I really want y'all to have this property. But and that's when I started, all right, well, I need to call her bank to figure out what we need to do on our end to see if we can extend the loan and so on and so forth. So I tried to call her, but she hadn't called me back. But she's not very good at she's not, like I said, she's older, and she's not good with phones in general.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to figure out all the things. Because I called Heather to see how much she thinks we could sell the house for, and I think she's thinking way too astronomical. But whatever.
Sure.
She thinks we can sell the house for way more than I think we can.
Well, you know.
She sold it originally to me.
Yeah.
Back in 2018.
Well, do whatever you can do, and, you know, just we're here, and, you know, the conversation.
Can you send me some information on that, what you were talking about? Like, if, I guess just, like, I don't know what you mean, but I guess her name stays on the loan and we just pay it type thing?
Yeah, but it's not going to work for her because she needs, it sounds like she needs
to get out of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to wait for her to call me back and just see. I'm not saying, like I said, I mean, I just don't want the house to sit on the market. You know, let's say I do the whole staging. I declutter my whole entire house. We power wash it. We make it look good. And then it sits on the market for a fucking year. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
So, worst case scenario, I know that you can give me $135. If that's what I got to take, then that's what I got to take.
Okay. Well,
you know, do you pay closing, or how does all that work?
We pay closing costs, and, yeah, we would... That'd be, that'd be a net number. Yep.
Okay, that's what I wanted to...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to have bothered you.
You're good. I mean, this is what I do. I have difficult conversations sometimes, you know, uncomfortable. And cause a lot of people are like, tell me a price, tell me a price. I'm like, well, I don't really want to give you a price. I'd rather be a nice guy. You know, so I appreciate you, you know, just, I don't think it's a terrible price, you know, but it, obviously it needs work, and that's where it's at. That's just where I'm going to be at, you know.
I mean, if I was on your, okay, if I were you, I can't say I wouldn't do the same. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know where you're coming from. I know what you mean. That's because originally he wanted, like, I don't know, I think the house was listed for like $150,000 or something. And I was like, fuck no, dude, this house needs a shit ton of work. Oh, no. I'm not giving you that kind of money. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and he understood, but he was in a sticky situation himself. He was in a wheelchair. He had had a stroke. He couldn't get up and down steps. His family that needed to pick him up and drive him places lived all the way in Chester. So he was at the point where he had to get out of the house. So it kind of worked in my advantage. But then when kids and everything else coming along, it kind of stopped my whole progress. Because, I used to stay up till midnight working on shit. Anyway, now I can't wait to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
I wish I could go to bed at 8 o'clock. I tell you that much.
You know, well, I get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, same. I get up about 6. So.
Yeah.
We're both, you know, we're here, you know, wherever we do. I'll give you a call and see where you're at with things, you know. You know, whether we buy your house or help you get that one, you know, we got some mutuals.
I'm
going to help
you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I'll give you a call and enjoy your weekend and be safe out there.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, all right.
Bye.